You know, maybe life isn't about finding yourself. Maybe life is more about creating yourself. And for this, you'll need to make friends with passion. Some say creating yourself is about creating an extension of yourself online. If you believe it, then creating content won't be enough. You'll still need passion and you'll need purpose too. And if you're like me and believe creating myself is about being all that I can be, then yes, you'll need to be in touch with passion. Your passion, your purpose, and especially if you want it all. That is, be all you can be and have true meaningful relationships too. Banksy the artist says, if art is your passion, then live it and don't think about success. Why is it we strive for this thing called success? Is this what passion is all about? What does success mean for you and how do you strive for it? Is it to the detriment of everything else? Is it to the detriment of passion? Banksy measures success through passion. He says that if you do something fully, you immerse yourself in it. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as you give yourself into it, and it has to be something bigger than you. So, it's all about passion. Well, isn't it? That intensity, that strong outburst of emotion, feelings, fire, heat, energy, focus and expression, immersion, motivation, achievement. What's passion for you then in your life? What makes your heart sing? Do you welcome it? Or are you fearful of it? Perhaps fearful of how others might react? What might happen for you if you had more of it in your life? Passion enhances vitality and it sustains energy. I've spent thousands of hours with individuals and one thing that always seems to ring true is that those who have passion, enthusiasm, fire, energy, spirit, call passion what you will, they're driven beyond the so-called fears that money, power, hierarchy, everyday work and life can seem to bring to others. If we choose to drive ourselves through passion, we seem to lift ourselves out of the mundane. We have something bigger and greater than ourselves to aspire. So how can I be all that I am? How can I burst out and take that step? Because deep down I know that when I am living life to the full, the right people, the right experiences and the right situations turn up. Yes, something happens. When I am living life to the full, attraction happens. The right people, the right experiences happen for me. They turn up. Fortunately, no matter where you are on your journey, your life journey, you can always break the confines of your known world to live the real you. Trust me, I've seen it happen again and again and again. So lighting my fire, creativity, self-expression and passion and purpose. You've nothing to lose and everything to gain in being yourself. Everything to gain. In fact, when you are authentic, energy and vitality are natural partners. So is attraction. You easily attract that which you need. So don't ask yourself what the world needs. Don't buy into media hype and media fear. Instead, ask yourself what makes you come alive. Really, what makes you come alive? Because what the world needs right now, what the world needs more, is people who have come alive. The world needs people who have come alive. If you're doing something you love, you won't care what the world thinks because you'll love the process anyway. This is one of those truths that we know, but which we can't seem to stop forgetting. Okay, so here's the profound bit. We have these brief lives, and you know what? Perhaps our only real choice is how we fill them. Your attention is precious. Don't squander it. Don't throw it away. Don't let companies and products steal it from you. Don't let advertisers trick you into lusting after things you don't need, or the media convince you to covet the lives of celebrities. Don't let your boss or your partner or members of your family overpower you. Own your attention. It's yours. In the trade-off between timeliness and timelessness, choose the latter. The zeitgeist rewards timeliness, but your soul rewards timelessness. Work on things that will last, and that is you, your life, your living, your being, being all of you, all you can be. Inside each of us is a little 8, 9, 10-year-old child, curious and pure, acting on impulse, not yet caring what other people think. Can you remember what you were doing at that age? Pause and reflect on that, and try to get back to doing that thing, incorporating everything you've learned along the way. As babies, most of us shouted loudly. We cried lustily and we laughed and giggled regularly. We could have joy, laughter and tears all in the space of a moment. Yes, we had true self-expression and passion. No boundaries, but true self-expression. What are you thinking when I suggest to you right now that when you were born, you were truly in your essence? You were truly perfect, totally powerful, totally free. You were already totally successful, totally passionate. What would you say if I told you that you can be all of that again? Joy, laughter and tears, all in the space of the moment, and be totally grounded, where you have the confidence to stay in the moment, express your boundaries, take responsibility for what is happening within you, and express yourself kindly, lovingly and compassionately to others. Creativity, self-expression, passion. As we try to light our fire, as we open ourselves up, often through opportunities not of our own making, sparks fly. It's natural. Passion is a huge subject because it is an integral part of being human. So to be in touch with ourselves, to be human, we need to be in touch with passion. If you'd like to explore passion, join my community on my website, harmony-in-health.com, and receive a free ebook sharing experiences on passion from many others, how they handled it, what worked well and what didn't work so well, how they handled sparks and they moved through their challenges. There's also a weekend workshop and a retreat in Devon by the sea where I live, all about lighting your fire. Creativity, self-expression and passion, and the energy and vitality to go alongside. harmony-in-health.com. And you can always ring me, you know, on 07721 396 938. But for now, sincerely, lots of love, Anne.